Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this special edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you a final look at the regular season league leaders and standings in Major League Baseball. And plus, we'll have a preview of the 2023 Major League Baseball playoff wild card matchups and so much more. So stay tuned. And again, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Extra Base Hit. I like to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with talking about the Major League Baseball playoffs. So, yes, it's October, it's fall, and yes, it is the beginning of a new season in Major League Baseball, the postseason, the playoffs. When you think of the fall, you think of Major League Baseball and the playoffs, and yeah, the Fall Classic, the World Series right around the corner. But right now, we have to stay focused on the playoffs. We've got the wild card matchup, and we've got the wild card matchups, and then we have the division series. And certainly, when you think of October and baseball, so many great memories with the likes of Kirk Gibson hitting his home run with the Los Angeles Dodgers. You think of those great New York Yankees teams with Derek Jeter, just to name a few. Also, back in the day with Reggie Jackson. Also, you think of the Oakland A's with Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, just to name a few. The Fall Classic, and of course, really just the fall has brought up so many great memories in Major League Baseball with the great playoff matchups, and the wild card series is definitely going to be no exception to the rule. We'll get into the playoff matchups and we'll preview them in just a moment. But man, when you think of October and when you think that the weather starts getting cooler, and that means it's time for some playoff baseball. And the Major League Baseball playoff matchups are going to be heating up. And certainly we'll get more into previewing the wild card series matchups in just a moment. But man, fun time in sports right now. We're in October where the NFL regular season is underway. The NBA training camp has just started. And also the WNBA championship is underway. And certainly you got to think about Major League Baseball and the playoffs. Truly nothing like it. My next storyline is going to be Brooks Robinson. This past week, we lost one of the greats in Major League Baseball in Brooks Robinson. Nicknamed the Human Vacuum Cleaner, Mr. Hoover, also Mr. Oreo. This man was one of the greats of all time. A member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, and his career highlights were truly amazing. He played 22 seasons with the Baltimore Orioles, 18-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, a former American League MVP, also a World Series MVP. And check this out, a 16-time Golden Glove Award winner. Yeah, Brooks was the embodiment of not just the Baltimore Orioles franchise, but just the city of Baltimore and some of its great sports heroes in that city. Brooks Robinson, also somebody that was a teammate of Frank Robinson, and those two gentlemen during their time together in Baltimore made lasting memories, made a lasting impact as two ambassadors for that organization. We lost Brooks this past week, and certainly our thoughts and prayers are with his family, and certainly somebody that was just in an embodiment of somebody that was just represented. He was a throwback of just what Major League Baseball was at that time. Somebody that was a solid defender, someone that had great offense, someone that just put up monster numbers, and certainly it's definitely going to be a big loss that's going to be felt, not just throughout the city of Baltimore, through that Baltimore Orioles organization, but definitely just a loss that's going to be felt throughout Major League Baseball for many years and many decades to come. Again, our thoughts and prayers are with the family of Brooks Robinson. Again, Brooks Robinson passing away at the age of 86 this past week. And certainly our thoughts and prayers are with Brooks. And again, Brooks finished, he had a career batting average of .267. He had 2,848 career hits, also 268 career home runs, and 1,357 career RBIs. Again, our thoughts and prayers are with Brooks Robinson and his family. And so my last storyline is going to be Tim Wakefield. Again, we lost Brooks Robinson this past week, and also we lost another great baseball player in Tim Wakefield. Of course, Tim was known for his pitching, his knuckleball. You know, there's a lot of there's different type of pitches in baseball. You have a fastball, you have a curveball, you have a changeup, and you have the split finger fastball. But Tim Wakefield was known for throwing the knuckleball pitch. Now, for those of my baseball fans out there, you know that the knuckleball is not a pitch that's known for being a pitch in terms of speed, but when you have the right control and you have the right accuracy on it, you can strike out a lot of batters. And Tim Wakefield was one of the masters when it came to throwing a knuckleball. So again, the knuckleball, not a pitch in terms of speed or power, but it was all about control and putting the ball in the right spot. And Tim Wakefield knew how to do it in terms of throwing a knuckleball pitch. But anyway, Tim Wakefield, he began his career playing with the Pittsburgh Pirates, but his claim to fame was spending his last 16 years of his career with the Boston Red Sox. During his time in Boston, he made an all-star team in 2009 and was a part of not one, but two World Series championships in 2004 and 2007. And Tim was inducted into the Boston Red Sox Hall of Fame. And just again, our condolences are with Tim Wakefield and his family during this time. Wakefield passed away at the young age of 57 due to brain cancer. And certainly he survived by his wife and two children. And when you talk about, we mentioned earlier about Brooks Robinson, and Brooks, of course, wanted to mention that Brooks is a member of the Baltimore Orioles Hall of Fame, and he also had his number 5 retired by the Orioles organization. And when we talk about just players and what they mean to their organizations in their respective cities, and what Brooks Robinson meant to the Baltimore Orioles and the city of Baltimore, well, you can say the same thing about Tim Wakefield. Tim is one of the embodiments of not just the city of Boston, but just Boston sports as a whole. Baltimore is a solid sports city. In Boston, we know about the history of Boston and their sports, and certainly Tim Wakefield is one of those leaders and one of those giants and one of those icons when it comes to Boston sports, and especially what he meant, and still means to the Boston Red Sox organization. So again, we lost Brooks Robinson and we lost Tim Wakefield. And again, rest in peace to Tim, and also my thoughts and prayers are with his family and his two children. So Tim had a great career, solid career, specifically known for his infamous knuckleball pitch. Again, for those of you that watch baseball and know about the knuckleball or may not be familiar with what I'm talking about, the knuckleball, again, a pitch, not a pitch in terms of having power, or it's much slower than a fastball and a curveball, but the pitch is all about control and it's all about striking out your batters at the right time. The knuckleball, again, it's a pitch that's more emphasis on control and less on power. And certainly Tim Wakefield was one of the masters when it came to throwing a knuckleball. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with Tim and his family. Again, Tim Wakefield passing away at the young age of 57. All right, a couple of news and notes I want to pass along to you before we go to commercial break. Buck Showalter fired by the New York Mets. After only two seasons with the team, the Mets and Showalter decided to part ways. And what a roller coaster ride it was for Showalter. Only two seasons with the New York Mets. His first year was in 2022. Great year with the Mets in 2022, finishing second in the National League East, losing the National League Wild Card Series last year to the San Diego Padres. Certainly the future was bright for Showalter, for the team that plays in Queens, the New York Mets. Guess what? This year, 2023, was basically a nosedive. I mean, they nosedived and then some. The New York Mets, man, you talk about a fall from grace. what a difference a year makes. 2022, the team was definitely on the rise. 2023, the team fell from grace. And, you know, there were questions about if Showalter would be back with the team. We saw what happened, how the Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer situation didn't work out. We thought that Showalter would be back, but it seems as though the Mets are going to do an overhaul, and it's going to be interesting how the Mets, who they decide to hire as their manager. And again, 2022 was a year full of promise. 2023, as I stated earlier, it was a complete 180 and a nosedive and a fall from grace. So again, the New York Mets have fired their manager, Buck Showalter. In 2022, his first year with the team, he had a regular season record of 101 wins and 61 losses, finishing second in the National League East, and they lost the National League Wild Card Series to the San Diego Padres last year. This year, nowhere near. They finished with a record of 74 wins and 87 losses. Lots of injuries, losing a lot of close games in late innings. Inconsistency from the pitching was just never there this year for the Mets. And the Mets, again, doing a complete overhaul, and they decide to make changes, and they wind up firing their manager, Buck Showalter. Also, we continue with firing of managers. After three seasons as the manager of the San Francisco Giants, Gabe Kapler was fired by the San Francisco Giants. And certainly, listen, Gabe Kapler in his short time, four seasons. In the four seasons with the Giants, Gabe Kapler was fired by the San Francisco Giants. His first year with the team, 2020, the pandemic year, finishing third in the National League West, with a record of 29-31. 2021, the full 162-game season, he finishes first in the National League West with a record of 107 wins and 55 losses, wins manager of the year that year in 2021, but would lose in the National League Division Series to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Last year, 2022, finishing with a record of 81-81, third in the National League West, did not make the playoffs, and a disappointing year for the Giants this year. They finished with a record of 78 wins and 81 losses, and as a result, Gabe Kapler would be fired by the San Francisco Giants. So, again, the Giants looking to start from scratch, similar to the New York Mets. A lot of talent on the San Francisco Giants, but they're going to have to get it together, man, and hopefully this is the first step with the firing of Gabe Kapler. Maybe they can make some changes. And certainly, this is certainly interesting because Gabe was someone that received a 2-year contract extension and the extension through the 2024 season. But unfortunately, hey, things don't always work out the way you want them to, not just in life, but in professional sports. And it's just, you know, they weren't pleased with his performance. After 2021, they thought that things were going to be on the up and up. They weren't on the up and up. 2022, they finished with a record of 81-81, missing the playoffs. And then this year, finishing under 500 with a record of 78-81. And as a result of that, professional sports is all about getting results done. And the results just weren't there. And as a result of that, Gabe Kapler has been fired as the manager of the San Francisco Giants. And while we talk about managers, this is it for him. Terry Francona, a.k.a. Tito, retired. He officially announced his retirement actually at the beginning of the year. And what a wild ride it's been for Terry as a manager. Well, he began as a player several seasons with the Montreal Expos, then later playing for the Chicago Cubs, then with the Cincinnati Reds, followed by the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. And then later he had a very effective career as a manager, starting off with the Philadelphia Phillies. We know about his time with the Boston Red Sox and then being with the Cleveland Guardians. During his time with the Red Sox, he would win not one but two World Series titles in 2004 and 2007. Of course, the late Tim Wakefield, was on those two World Series teams. Also, you had during his time with the Boston Red Sox, as the manager of the team, he also actually, he was very influential at coaching a lot of great players, such as a Tim Wakefield, also as a David Ortiz, also as a Justin Veritek, and all, I mean Jason Veritek, excuse me, also Dustin Pedroia, just to name a few, and also too as a member of the manager for the Cleveland Guardians, three-time American League Manager of the Year, 2013, 2016, and 2022. So Tito, great career. Again, his overall record as a manager, 1,894 wins, 1,612 losses, and a winning percentage of .540. So Terry Francona, a.k.a. Tito, finishes out on top. And again, congratulations to him on a solid record, of a solid career, I beg your pardon. And that's it. That's as they say, that's the way the ball bounces. And certainly, again, Terry had a great career as a manager, again, winning two World Series for the Boston Red Sox, having some great seasons with the Cleveland Guardians. And I'm pretty sure whatever Terry decides to do, we know it's going to be good. Maybe he might return to broadcasting. Who knows? You never know how that broadcasting circle goes around and around. But again, congratulations to Terry Francona, a.k.a. Tito, on a career as a manager. And we know that whatever he does in the next phase of his life is going to be really good. And finally, we say goodbye to one of my favorite players of all time, Miguel Cabrera, a.k.a. Miggy. Miggy played several seasons with the Florida Marlins, but his claim to fame was with the Detroit Tigers. During his time, again, Miggy put up a great career. You talk about one of the greatest offensive players of all time, one of the greatest power hitters of all time. You got to put Miguel Cabrera in that number. You got to put him on that list. 12-time All-Star. From 2004 to 2007, he did his thing with the Florida Marlins. Well, now they're known as the Miami Marlins. And then from 2010 to 2016, and then in 2022, he made All-Star teams with the Detroit Tigers. He would win a World Series title with the Marlins in 2003. Two-time American League MVP, also multiple Silver Slugger Award winners, also a two-time American League home run champion, also four-time American League batting champion, and a two-time American League RBI leader, just to name a few. So when you talk about one of the most consistent players in Major League Baseball, one of the great power hitters of all time, one of the great offensive players of all time, Miguel Cabrera, you got to put him on your list as that. And Miguel, a.k.a. Miggy, again, solid seasons with the Marlins, but best known for being a Detroit Tiger and one of the great players to represent the country of Venezuela. When you talk about players that come from Venezuela, I name Jose Altuve, just to name a few, and you can also put Miguel Cabrera in the mix as well. And certainly Miguel, we know he's going to be around the game of baseball. And matter of fact, he'll continue to work with the Detroit Tigers. He's going to be a special assistant to the president of baseball operations. So again, congratulations to Miguel Cabrera. Solid career, great career, somebody that has been involved in the community in the city of Detroit and its surrounding areas for a long time. And certainly someone that's, he's made his claim to fame in that city. And we talked about Brooks Robinson and what he meant to the Baltimore Orioles in the city of Baltimore, what Tim Wakefield meant to the city of Boston and the Boston Red Sox organization. Well, you could put Miguel Cabrera in the mix as well, and what he's meant to the city of Detroit and the Detroit Tigers. So congratulations, Miguel, on your retirement and your new position with the Detroit Tigers. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the final look at the regular season league leaders and standings in Major League Baseball. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you look so cute. How do you know him?
Boy, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time for a final look at the regular season league leaders and standings in Major League Baseball. Let's start off with the American League. Here are the league leaders in batting average. The American League batting champion is Yandy Diaz from the Tampa Bay Rays. He finished the regular season with a batting average of .330. Coming in at number two, Corey Seager from the Texas Rangers. He has a batting average of .327. Bo Bichette is in third from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has a batting average of .306. Coming in fourth is Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels. He has a batting average of .304. And coming in fifth is Masataka Yoshida from the Boston Red Sox. He has a batting average of .289. Next category is home runs. At number one, guess who? Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels. He finished with 44 home runs. Coming in at number two is Adalys Garcia from the Texas Rangers. He had finished with 39 home runs. Coming in at number three is Luis Robert Jr. from the Chicago White Sox. He finished with 38 home runs. At number four, Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees. He finished with 37 home runs. And in fifth, Corey Seager from the Texas Rangers with 33 home runs. Next category is RBIs, runs batted in. At number one, Kyle Tucker from the Houston Astros with 112 RBIs. At number two, Adalys Garcia from the Texas Rangers. He has 107 RBIs. Coming in third, the Dynamo Julio Rodriguez from the Seattle Mariners with 103 RBIs. And tied for fourth, Marcus Semien from the Texas Rangers and Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox. They both have 100 RBIs. Next category is hits. Coming in at number one, Marcus Semien from the Texas Rangers with 185 hits. Number two, Julio Rodriguez with 180 hits. At number three, Bobby Witt Jr. from the Kansas City Royals, 177 hits. And at number four, Bo Bichette from the Toronto Blue Jays with 175 hits. And at number five, Yandy Diaz from the Tampa Bay Rays with 173 hits. Next category is stolen bases. Coming in at number one is Esteury Ruiz from the Oakland Athletics with 67 stolen bases. At number two, Bobby Witt Jr. with 49 stolen bases. At number three, Julio Rodriguez with 37 stolen bases. At number four, Willie Castro from the Minnesota Twins with 33 stolen bases. And at number five is Jorge Mateo from the Baltimore Orioles with 32 stolen bases. Care of your offensive categories in the American League. Let's move over now to the pitching categories. Start off with wins. Tied for first, Chris Bassitt and Zach Eflin. Chris is from the Toronto Blue Jays and Zach is from the Tampa Bay Rays. They both finished with 16 wins. Tied for third, Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees and Kyle Gibson from the Baltimore Orioles. They both have 15 wins. And in fifth, Luis Castillo from the Seattle Mariners with 14 wins. Next category is ERA, earned run average. At number one, Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees with an ERA of 2.63. Coming in at number two is Sonny Gray from the Minnesota Twins with an ERA of 2.79. Coming in third is Kyle Bradish from the Baltimore Orioles. He has an ERA of 2.83. Coming in fourth is Kevin Gausman from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has an ERA of 3.16. And at number five is Luis Castillo from the Seattle Mariners. He has an ERA of 3.34. Next category is saves. Coming in at number one is Emmanuel Clase from the Cleveland Guardians. He has 44 saves. Coming in at number two is Jordan Romano from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has 36 saves. Coming in at number three, Felix Bautista from the Baltimore Orioles. He has 33 saves. And then tied for fourth is Ryan Pressly from the Houston Astros and Carlos Estevez from the Los Angeles Angels. They both had 31 saves. And the last category is strikeouts. At number one, from the Toronto Blue Jays, Kevin Gausman with 237. Number two, Pablo Lopez from the Minnesota Twins with 234 strikeouts. At number three, Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees with 222 strikeouts. At number four, Luis Castillo from the Seattle Mariners with 219 strikeouts. And at number five is Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox with 214 strikeouts. And it takes care of your league leaders in the final look of the league leaders during the regular season in the American League. Let's move over now to the National League. Let's start off in batting average. What a season he had. The number one leader in batting average in the National League this year belonged to Luis Arraez from the Miami Marlins. He finished with the batting average of .354. Coming in at number two could be this year's National League MVP, Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves. His batting average was .337. At number three, Freddie Freeman from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He finished with the batting average of .331. And then tied for fourth, Cody Bellinger from the Chicago Cubs and Mookie Betts from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Their batting averages were both .307. Next category is home runs. At number one, Matt Olson from the Atlanta Braves. Home runs he finished with was 54. At number two, Kyle Schwarber from the Philadelphia Phillies. He finished with 47 home runs. Coming in third, Pete Alonso from the New York Mets. He finished with 46 home runs. Coming in fourth is Ronald Acuna Jr. with 41 home runs. And in fifth is Marcell Ozuna from the Atlanta Braves. He finished with 40 home runs. Next category is RBIs, runs batted in. He led the National League in home runs, and he also led the National League in RBIs. Matt Olson with 139 RBIs. Coming in at number two, Pete Alonso with 118. Tied for third, we have Ozzie Albies from the Atlanta Braves and Juan Soto from the San Diego Padres. They both finished with 109 RBIs. And in fifth place, Mookie Betts from the Los Angeles Dodgers with 107 RBIs. Next category is hits. Coming in at number one is Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves. He finished with 217 hits. At number two, Freddie Freeman with 211 hits. At number three, Luis Arraez with 203 hits. And then tied for fourth, Mookie Betts and Austin Riley from the Atlanta Braves. They both finished with 179 hits. And the last offensive category that we have is stolen bases. What a year this gentleman had, becoming the first player in Major League Baseball history to have a 40-70 in the same season. That means to hit over 40 home runs and steal over 70 stolen bases in the same year. What a phenomenal year this gentleman had, leading the National League in stolen bases, Ronald Acuna Jr., finishing with 73 stolen bases. Coming in at number two, Corbin Carroll from the Arizona Diamondbacks with 54. At number three, C.J. Abrams from the Washington Nationals with 47 stolen bases. At number four, Nico Hoerner from the Chicago Cubs with 43 stolen bases. And in fifth is Ha-Sung Kim from the San Diego Padres with 38 stolen bases. And that takes care of your offensive categories in the National League. Let's move over now to the pitching categories. Leading the National League during a regular season in wins, Spencer Strider from the Atlanta Braves. He finished with 20 wins. Coming in at number two, Zach Gallen from the Arizona Diamondbacks with 17 wins. Coming in third, Justin Steele from the Chicago Cubs with 16 wins. In fourth place, Taijuan Walker from the Philadelphia Phillies, he had 15 wins. And in fifth place, Blake Snell from the San Diego Padres with 14 wins. Next category is ERA, earned run average. At number one, Blake Snell from the San Diego Padres with an ERA of 2.25. Coming in at number two is Kodai Senga from the New York Mets, an ERA of 2.98. At number three, Justin Steele, with an ERA of 3.06. At number four, Logan Webb from the San Francisco Giants with an ERA of 3.25. At number five, Merrill Kelly from the Arizona Diamondbacks. He has an ERA of 3.29. Next category that we have are saves. Tied for first, Camilo Doval from the San Francisco Giants and David Bednar from the Pittsburgh Pirates. They both finished the year with 39 saves. Coming in third, Alexis Diaz from the Cincinnati Reds. He finishes with 37 saves. In fourth, Devin Williams from the Milwaukee Brewers. He finished with 36 saves. And in fifth, Josh Hader from the San Diego Padres with 33 saves. And the last category that we have is strikeouts. What a year this gentleman had, leading the National League in strikeouts during the regular season, Spencer Strider from the Atlanta Braves with 281 strikeouts. Coming in second, Blake Snell with 234. In third, Zach Gallen with 220 strikeouts. In fourth, Zach Wheeler from the Philadelphia Phillies. He finished with 212 strikeouts. And in fifth, Mitch Keller from the Pittsburgh Pirates with 210 strikeouts. And that's your final look at the league leaders in both the American League and the National League. And before we go to break, here are the final standings in Major League Baseball during the regular season. Let's start off in the American League East. The American League East, the winner belonged, of course, the winner of the American League East division, the Baltimore Orioles. They finished with a record of 101 wins and 61 losses. The Tampa Bay Rays come in second with a record of 99 wins and 63 losses. The Toronto Blue Jays finished third with a record of 89 and 73. The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox eliminated from playoff contention. The Yankees finished with a record of 82 and 80, and the Boston Red Sox finished with a record of 78 and 84. We move along now to the American League Central. The division winner, the Minnesota Twins, they had a record of 87 and 75. Eliminated from playoff contention were the Detroit Tigers, the Cleveland Guardians, the Chicago White Sox, and the Kansas City Royals. Detroit finished with a record of 78 and 84. Cleveland finished with a record of 76 and 86. The White Sox finished with a record of 61 and 101. And Kansas City finished with a record of 56 and 106. And the last division in the American League West. The Houston Astros win the American League West. They finished with a record of 90 and 72. The Texas Rangers also finished with the record of 90 and 72. However, it came down to a tiebreaker, and Houston would win the tiebreaker as a result of that because Houston won the head-to-head regular series. Houston won the head-to-head regular season series over the Texas Rangers 9-4. So Texas makes the playoffs. However, eliminated from playoff contention are the Seattle Mariners, Los Angeles Angels, and the Oakland Athletics. Seattle finished with a record of 88-74. The Angels finished with a record of 73-89. And the Oakland A's finished with a record of 50-112. That takes care of the American League, now the National League. In the National League East, what a season it was for the Atlanta Braves. They would win the National League East, finishing with a record of 104 wins and 58 losses. Coming in second place, the Philadelphia Phillies, they make the playoffs with a record of 90-72. The Miami Marlins come in third. They make the playoffs as well with a record of 84-77. Eliminated from playoff contention are the New York Mets and the Washington Nationals. The Mets finish with a record of 74-87, and the Nationals finish with a record of 71-91. We move along now to the National League Central Division. The Milwaukee Brewers win the National League Central. They finish with a record of 92-70. The Chicago Cubs, the Cincinnati Reds, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the St. Louis Cardinals all eliminated from playoff contention. The Cubs finished with a record of 83-79. The Reds finished with a record of 82-80. The Pirates finished with a record of 76-86. And the Cardinals will finish last with a record of 71-91. And then finally, we have the National League West. The Los Angeles Dodgers win the NL West with a record of 162. The Arizona Diamondbacks make the playoffs as well. They finish with a record of 84-78. And eliminated from playoff contention are the San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants, and the Colorado Rockies. The Padres finish with a record of 82-80. The Giants finished with a record of 79-83, and the Rockies finished with a record of 59-103. So that takes care of your final look of the regular season standings for both the American League and the National League. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a preview of the 2023 Major League Baseball playoff wildcard matchups. And we'll also give you where the division leaders stand as well, because there's some teams that are going to be taking a well-deserved break and waiting for all these matchups to unfold in both the American League and the National League. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, let's give you a preview of the 2023 Major League Baseball wildcard playoff matchups. So let's start off in the American League. In the American League wildcard series, we're going to have the 4th seed Tampa Bay Rays going up against the 5th seed Texas Rangers. So games 1, 2, and 3, game 3 if necessary, all three of those games will be played at Tropicana Field in Tampa, Florida. So again, we've got the 4th seed Tampa Bay Rays going up against the 5th seed Texas Rangers. Games 1 and 2 will be played at Tropicana Field in Tampa, and game three, if necessary, will also be played at Tropicana Field in Tampa, Florida. Then we have the third seed Minnesota Twins going up against the sixth seed Toronto Blue Jays. Games one and two will be played at Target Field in downtown Minneapolis. And if necessary, a game three will be played at Target Field in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So again, our American League Wild Card Series matchups will be the fourth seed Tampa Bay Rays going up against the fifth seed Texas Rangers, and the third seed Minnesota Twins going up against the sixth seed Toronto Blue Jays. So now, we mentioned earlier on the last segment about the Baltimore Orioles being the number one seed and the Houston Astros being the number two seed. Baltimore will play the winner out of Tampa and Texas in the American League Division Series. And as for the Houston Astros will play the winner out of the Minnesota Twins and Toronto Blue Jays series. So again, Baltimore will get the winner out of Tampa and Texas in the division series, and Houston will get the winner out of Minnesota and Toronto in the division series. So that takes care of the American League. Let's move over now to the National League. We have the third seed Milwaukee Brewers going up against the sixth seed Arizona Diamondbacks. Games one and two will be played at America Family Field in Milwaukee, and if necessary, game three will be played in Milwaukee as well. Then we have the fourth seed Philadelphia Phillies going up against the fifth seed Miami Marlins. Games one and two will be played at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. And if necessary, game three will be played at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. So our division champions in the National League, the number one seed Atlanta Braves, will play the winner out of Philadelphia and Miami. And the number two seed, the Los Angeles Dodgers, will play the winner out of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Arizona Diamondbacks series. So again, Atlanta will get the winner out of Philly and Miami in the National League Division Series, and the Los Angeles Dodgers will get the winner out of the Milwaukee and Arizona series in the other National League Divisional Series matchup. So, man, this is hot and heavy. The wild card series matchups are going to be phenomenal. The Rangers and the Rays, and you've got the Twins and the Blue Jays in the American League. Both of these matchups are going to be really good, but I'm really looking forward to this Minnesota and Toronto series. The Twins and the Blue Jays going up against one another. This is going to be exciting. The National League matchups, Milwaukee and Arizona is going to be a good series, but I'm really looking forward to Philadelphia and Miami, the Phillies and Marlins, and that crowd in Philadelphia. You know, Philadelphia is a sports city. It's a rabid sports town, and they love their sports teams. And certainly it's going to be interesting how it all plays out in these wild card matchups. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Extra Base Hit. Thank you so much for tuning into this edition. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.